All right. So I have been playing Forza Horizon 4, which is different from Forza 7. So Forza 7 is more Gran Turismo. This is arcade racing. And I like the original Forza Horizon. I beat that one. Forza Horizon 2, I did not like that one very much. Forza Horizon 3, great game. That was one of the major Universal Windows platform games and did have some hiccups at the start that it ran poorly on great hardware. But after a couple of patches, it got straightened out. And I like that one. Did not beat that one. And I have played that one recently. So Forza Horizon 4, very much involved game. In the general spectrum or platform, it is arcade races. So it might be point-to-point races or circuit races that you do that. Forza Horizon is a festival, so you're building up fans for a festival. Every time you win, more fans. You might build out a festival site. You upgrade that, get some different cars. That's Forza Horizon, at least up until this game. So this one has you doing a little bit more. Instead of completing races, you're doing a lot of race types, and then you're leveling up those race types in order to unlock some other stuff. Seasonal changes that every so often, maybe the season might change. So right now I'm in fall or autumn, and I started out in summer, and that does affect how you're playing the game. So you might be eventually racing in snow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of overly self-awareness with this game. The first thing is that, so you're doing all these different race types. So at some point, you're doing these challenges because now you're a stunt driver for a movie. This is a fake festival. It was originally in Horizon, Colorado or something like that. You went there, you were an unnamed driver. You're making a name for yourself. You just complete the races, bang. This one has you gaining influence. Completing races is like, oh, now instead of having fans, you have influence. It's also a little bit more internet connected. There's clubs and teams that you can build out. I like the game because I like Forza Horizon in general, but this one would prefer Forza Horizon 3. I think Forza Horizon 3's map and landscape and everything suited the first game well. So it seems like I like every other Forza game. It just seems like this one is going to be a grind, and just kind of like Ubisoft has, hey, at some point we litter the map with all these things to do. That is what happens in Forza, at least this version, that I completed one race, about six or seven different things showed up, and all I want to do is just go from race to race to race instead of, well, now be a stunt driver, and now do this, and now do all this other extra stuff that just basically pass the game. Using the Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass to do this, so that's Forza. I like it. I like slightly arcadey racing games, and that's my thing. And speaking of cars, Rocket League. Recent update. Talked about it the last podcast. So there's been some different changes. So one of the main changes is that they have something called Rocket Pass, which allows you to rank up a little bit more quickly. And they also minor goals that you get rewards for certain things. So if you make it somewhere, you might get a title, you might get some keys to unlock crates, or you might get a skin for a car. It's cool. I mean, Rocket League is still a great game. I do get a couple good games in every night, and gold, platinum. My teammates, specifically the ones on consoles, do a lot of stupid stuff, and they're not up to the par of PC players. So if that offends somebody that plays Rocket League on console, you should be offended because you suck. Ha. They'll keep you playing Tekken, yo.
I'm playing Tekken.
And you suck at it. It's like I did a 5-hit combo.
I used to be really into Tekken back in the day. So
you never beat me a Soul Calibur.
I had a stable of characters, but I'm playing Tekken 7 because new update came out with DLC came out, released several old favorites and from Final Fantasy 15.
If James was here, he would say you don't want that label long.
Trying to entice James to get a game going, but first I'm going to obviously beef up my skills because, quite frankly, he's better than me at Tekken, and I want to at least give a good showing and not make it such a one-sided victory, but I'm going for the win. Well, Lei Wulong is about as cheap and cheesy as he was back in the day. So
Eddie Gordo.
No, unfortunately. I've kind of played through that. But right now I'm playing with the new characters. Like one is Noct that I got. And I'm actually enjoying him. He's a lot of fun.
Did you figure out his moveset? Because it seemed like he had a lot of not very well-rounded moveset.
He's definitely a combo character. You set up with a power strike, and then you keep going through with the final one, power strike that's with staggers. It's a little more complex. Definitely not just get me jamming on buttons and stuff like that. But pretty much I like the power characters, like Paul Phoenix, Heihachi, and Brian Fury. Get a couple of hits in to stagger the opponent, moving for quick light combos, and then hit him with the power move and stuff. Because I've never been good at getting off the 10-hit combos and stuff that pretty much took over Tekken. Still go back to Spider-Man every once in a while, just kind of swing around. Again, that's an excellent game, but I talked enough about that. I'm contemplating picking up Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but I think I might put that money into something else. Red Dead Redemption 2 has been purchased already. I'll be downloading that sucker later this month. And
yeah, I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about it because I think some other outlets had been able to see some extended gameplay.
Posted at their first 4-hour impressions. I think that was on Kotaku. What I've seen has been pretty good so far. I've got no fear that it's going to suck up a lot of time in my life. My fiance is talking about scheduling time. My game plan doesn't work like that. I get on a game. Once I come home, I'm on that game until I've sucked up my fill of it.
Way to destroy the relationship, Keith.
man, you know what? She accepted the ring, so she's got to accept everything else. James wanted me to try out Ring of Elysium. So it's like an Asian version of
PUBG.
PUBG and Fortnite. And I have to say that early access, it's okay. But honestly, I was not really a huge fan of PUBG. It was okay.
Yeah, when it first came out, it was great. But get eliminated early on, and that is it.
Yeah,
you gotta lose the luster of the game.
Maybe it's the fact that you get shot and you're done and quit and go try to join another game quickly, see how far you can get. Just not feeling that much into it and stuff. I'm actually kind of leery of playing any more of the Telltale games that I have because it's kind of leaving a sour taste in my gut.
Yeah, I wanted to play the Batman second season and just haven't gotten back around to it.
I can't get into it at all. I know it's completed, but it's kind of like, oh, okay, so Telltale's gone, they're out of business. You know, what's the point? You know, kind of put a sour note, I guess, on the whole thing. You kind of hope for some kind of improvement. That's why you kind of play the original older stuff, but knowing that they're no longer going to be doing this anymore, it's unfortunate. The last bit of news is that apparently there was a leak of
the Harry Potter game.
Yeah. The open world Harry Potter game that's coming out in a year. And what I saw, it looked like it was going on the right path, but the development studio they have, is it Avalanche Software, I think, right?
Yeah, so that was a Disney Infinity group.
Disney Infinity.
So it's Avalanche Studios. Disney Infinity
was actually pretty good, right?
Yeah, good until Disney shut them down because it wasn't selling. Because there's Avalanche Studios and Avalanche Software. So one people are the Just Cause people. And also Rage, I think, Race 2. And then this group. So confusing heck, but
actually I haven't seen the video because Warner Brothers took it down, but let's see if I can track it down.
Yeah, it seemed like something like that would have gotten announced at that video game show towards the end of the year, the Keekly show.
GamesCon, I think it was. My guess is they're waiting for PAX, and they might as well just wait for E3. Because from what I saw, it looked like it was polished enough for them just to show a little bit and announce it, but clearly they're not ready to answer any questions about it, so kind of keeping it tight on the wraps and stuff. And that's about it for me. I got nothing else there.